TV host, former VJ and fashion model, and star of the hit television show New Girl, which is sadly coming to an end. I am thrilled to welcome to my show Hannah Simone.
Hi, how are you?
Oh my God, you are adorable, and I love that you were like this badass beauty on New Girl.
Thanks. I have to tell you, my best friend in the entire world is like my sister. Her name is Wendy.
Oh.
I love all Wendy's. It's just a blank check with me. If your name is Wendy, I love you.
Oh my God, I love you too. We're so connected. And you know what I love even more about you? Because I was reading all this stuff about you, and you said the greatest gift you've ever had was from your dad. When you were really young, and he said to you, "My job as a parent is to give you something that no one else in the world can take from you, and it doesn't matter with time. It's the gift of education," and I'm like blown away by that.
Yeah, I mean, my dad's really incredible. My dad has 5 degrees.
I saw that too.
He definitely practiced what he preached. And that was just the greatest thing. Of course, I'm like, you know, in my father's eyes, I'm the most beautiful, talented, you know, child in the world. But he knows that, you know, the world can be really tough.
But I love what he said, though. That you're right, and because I have one that's going to college now, and he's actually his major is international studies, political science. So I was like laughing at that too. I think we're very connected. Just saying.
Yeah, he's me.
He's you. And I read. I go. You know what? It's so true because no one can ever take that away from you. So you have that as well. Besides all the other amazing things that are happening, which we're going to talk about. But
yeah, you always know that you have that in your back pocket. No matter what happens, you can always go out and get a job and put food on the table, and I think that there's just such a sense of relief in that. So then if you do go after your art as your profession, you do that with a safety net of knowing you have like a real practical education behind you. And that, I mean, my dad gave that to me as a gift. He stood by it. That was the one thing I had to do, was to go to university. And now later in life, I'm forever grateful for it.
Oh, see that? And that's such a lesson, too, for all of us. Okay, so we're bonded. So the season it's ending. How do you feel? And what do you think it was about Cece that was like everybody was like so drawn to?
I mean, yeah, the series is ending, and it's been really emotional to live with a character and to live with all of my friends on and off camera, you know, for 7 years. Saying goodbye was really hard. And playing Cece for that long, you really just kind of grow up together.
Yeah.
You know, Cece was just trying to figure her life out and didn't know what she was doing, and she was thrown into a whole new group of friends because she only knew Jess, and then developed her own relationships with everybody, and they fought and they made up, and then she ended up, you know, like a real grown-up. She got married, she had a kid, she's runs a whole business. I mean, it's just been amazing to kind of live alongside her and to kind of have, you know, life imitate art. Just so, you know, I didn't know any of those guys when I started shooting.
Yeah.
And, you know, we're all crying on camera, and then they cut the cameras, and then we're crying off camera because we really are saying goodbye. We're not going to see each other every single day anymore. So, I mean, those two worlds kind of blended a lot, the real world and our on-camera world, and the fans saw that. And I think that's why they loved it so much.
You know, it's our last season. It's the final 8 episodes. I think it's really great how they approached the last season, because I don't know about you guys, but I like binge watch TV shows,
right,
and then it's over, and then I'm like,
now what?
Well, what happened?
Right.
What happened to those people? Like, did they ever have a baby? Did those guys ever get married? So it's kind of cool that we go forward 4 years and you see what's happened to all the characters, where they are in their life. You get to see Cece and Schmidt as a mom and dad.
Right.
All that great stuff.
It must have been so hard. First of all, the series coming to an end, and then you guys all saying goodbye. But I'm sure you'll keep in touch, because it seemed like you guys were like really bonded.
Yeah, we're all in a text thread still making fun of each other every single day. So, yeah.
Thank God for text messages. Okay, so you're going on to new things, right, I hear. So, and one of the greatest things ever, I think, is The Greatest American Hero.
Yeah, they're rebooting Greatest American Hero. ABC is shooting a pilot for it, and they've asked me to play the lead role, which is... It's so exciting on so many levels. One is just personally super exciting to be able to go out and to helm my own show. But it's also the first time a woman of color will play a superhero on TV.
Amazing.
So that just feels so incredibly exciting because, you know, growing up watching TV, I never, ever saw someone who looked like me do something like that. So the idea that now we're in a world where we have that kind of representation feels just wonderful. And the outpouring I've gotten from young girls of color all over has also just made it feel so important, which is always great with your job.
Amazing. And it says a lot. And how cool is it going to be to play? You're going to be playing, is it Mira?
Yes, Mira. Mira, who needs to get her life together.
She's a tequila and karaoke. I was reading. I go, I want to play Mira.
Dude, me too. You should have seen. I saw the character breakdown. I was like, yes, please. Also, can the tequila be real? Just like for a little bit. Just one, like one shot.
I think it might be everybody's dream, right?
Right.
Oh, God. So how do you juggle it? How do you stay it all together? I mean, so many exciting things happening. You know, your personal life, your career, you know, keeps on going and going and going.
I mean, it's all the things I love to do. So it's a beautiful space in life that I have right now. Because life ebbs and flows, right?
Yes.
But right now, it's just, it's great. Even saying goodbye was great because you have to honor, like, how lucky you were to do that for 7 years.
Yeah,
you know,
nobody gets
so
that.
Rare. Yeah, it's so rare in TV these days. That TV landscape is changing. So, and I'm really grateful that they gave us the opportunity to shoot that final season. And it was, you know, so we could really kind of savor every moment and really appreciate, you know, kind of what we've built together with the fans. We're the best fans in the world, too. That's what kept us on the air for that long. So I'm really happy we got to do, like, a proper send-off.
It's amazing. Okay, so let's talk about tips to maximize your refund during tax season.
Yeah.
In fun ways, which, of course, you know, we want fun ways when it's tax season.
Of course, you get all this money back, and then you want fun ways, but you also want functional ways, right? You want to be able to kind of spread that dollar out. So I was super excited to learn about Straight Talk Wireless because they have a $55 Ultimate Unlimited plan, so unlimited talk, text, and data, which, I mean, I live on my phone. I am constantly FaceTiming my entire family and my cast members. So I don't want any weird mystery fees or, you know, a big, huge bill coming in at the end of the month. So this works perfectly for me. And it's all year long, so it's not just during your tax refund season. So, you know, it's just kind of like, you know, a weight off your mind.
That's a great, I said, what did we do before phones? What did we do before text messages? I mean, we even started at the beginning of the conversation about women in group text. It's like, it's crazy.
It's how we talk to each other. But the crazy thing to me is the huge bill that you usually get at
ridiculous.
The end of the month. And you're like, wait a second, but what and how? And it all adds up in this insane way. And then all your money's out the door. So I'm really happy that Straight Talk Wireless has figured out a way where it's like $55 and then you don't sweat it anymore.
Oh, my God. Okay, so Straight Talk Wireless, and let's see where we go to learn all this new information about it.
Go to straighttalk.com.
Straighttalk.com. We'll get that. So what else? I mean, could there be anything more?
That's a lot. I mean, for me, it was super exciting. When you're in such a all-consumed world like New Girl,
oh God,
you have no idea what's coming next. It's like, you know, being with the love of your life. You have no idea that there's, like, a new love on the horizon because you're completely invested.
Yeah.
Or you should be. Hello.
So when you walk down the street, if you just tune in, I'm talking to Hannah Simone, you are so sweet. When everyone was, they always go, Cece, they call you Hannah or Cece?
It's funny, for a long time it was Cece, which I completely respond to, so it's totally fine. But in the past couple of years, it's like, yo, Hannah. And I'm like, oh, because I assume if someone says Hannah that they know me.
Right. Everyone does know you, though.
And now I'm just like, oh, no, everybody just knows my name. So that kind of throws me off because I'm not like, yes, oh, were you just at my house? Wait, no, I don't. Okay, no, you just know me from TV. Okay, great.
It's amazing, though, because we all feel like we know you because we traveled through your journey with Schmidt and everything else. And, I mean, was it like, okay, you got married, then they want you to have a baby. And and you were like, I can't write the script.
Yeah, I know. That's very true. People said, like, I think it's about time you guys have a kid. We want to see what the kid looks like. I'm like, okay, well, I'll convey that to the writers. That's the most I can do for you. I'm sorry. We're not going to really make a baby, so you get that, right?
Did you guys know ahead of time what was happening?
Never. Well, at least I didn't. I mean, I never knew what was happening. I would sit down at the table, read. Even for our series finale, I sat down on the Monday before, and we'd do a table read, and, I mean, I was crying. I was crying because it was a complete surprise to me, but that's how I liked it. I liked to know week to week, because if I knew in the beginning of the season, oh, on episode 15, Schmidt is cheating on Cece, trust me, for 14 episodes, I would have just been like, I know what you're about to do.
That's true. And now that you say it like that, it makes sense.
Yeah, I thought it was very smart that they did that with all of us, because then you kind of play it real in the moment. It was very helpful as an actor, at least for me.
And I would think so, too, for anybody. So, okay, a lot of exciting things. Can't wait to watch everything that you're going to be doing coming up, especially The Greatest American Hero. So much fun. I want to be you. And we're bonded because your best friend's Wendy and I'm Wendy. And, you know, I tell your dad, I think that was the greatest thing ever, you know.
Well, that's so nice of you. You'll love that shout out.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you.